The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step 2 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Elder Ennis.
Hi, Elder Ennis.
And once again, it's an honor to be here with each one of you. I'm grateful for each one of your stories and for the thoughts and the feelings that you've shared concerning step 2. When it really comes down to it, our Savior Jesus Christ and the hope that He brings, that's pretty much the linchpin for the whole program. Him, the power that He possesses to break the chains of addiction, that's what we all are able to hang our hat on and build hope within ourselves from. There's a couple scriptures that I want to share tonight how they relate directly with step 2. And knowing that the power of God can restore us to complete spiritual health. The first one is found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 95, verse 1. And it says, "Verily, thus saith the Lord unto you, whom I love, and whom I love I also chasten, that their sins may be forgiven. For with the chastisement I prepare a way for their deliverance in all things out of temptation, and I have loved you." If you notice in that scripture, it doesn't say that He prepares a way for their deliverance in some things. It's all things. The Lord's going to let us feel a little bit of a sting. He has to. He has to allow us to feel some of the burden, some of the consequences, before He can release us from the burden. Within that chastisement that we feel from Him, we can't mistake in that for anger. We can't mistake in that for a lack of love. In contrary, it is because of love that we feel that chastisement, and it's with that chastisement that each of us are able to come together and share our experiences in hope and how they relate to principles of the gospel and recovery, so we can reach out and help one another and bear one another's burdens. And it really gives us the essence of what we need as individuals to have empathy and understand and see where others are, because there's so many people who are where we once were. And we understand and we know and we comprehend. It's a gift. It's a gift from the Lord. The other scripture, Doctrine and Covenants also, section 113, section 112, verse 13. "And after their temptations and much tribulation, behold, I, the Lord, will feel after them. And if they harden not their hearts and stiffen not their necks against me, they shall be converted, and I will heal them. Unequivocal testimony directly from our Savior that as we go about and as we grovel about, as we humble ourselves, the Lord promises us that He's going to feel after us. He's always there. And as He feels after us, and as we harden not our hearts and we become converted to Him, the promise is that He will heal us. That is the essence of step two, is coming to know and believe that His power, the power that He possesses, has the ability to restore us, to reclaim us, to set us free from our bonds, to set us free and break the chains that we are bound with. I testify that the Savior and His atonement knows no bounds. There is no addict among us. There is no addict out there that has traveled beyond His power, beyond His reach. He is all about love. He's the author of liberty in every form. And He possesses the power to liberate even the most lost of souls, the most devastated of souls, being able to heal them. I testify of that love. I testify of the reality of that love and the hope that it brings and as it pertains to this step. And I'm honored to be able to testify of that. I know these things of myself from the experiences that I have gone through, and I testify of that love of our Savior. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen.
In this portion of the Addiction Recovery Meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 2 of the Addiction Recovery Program.